Measure K to greenlight development in Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa residents will be asked November 8th to vote on Measure K, which will no longer require high-density developments to go through a public vote for approval. City officials who sponsor the measure say it will encourage development and it is necessary to remain compliant with the state's affordable housing quota. But opponents say it takes away the right to vote, with no provision requiring affordable housing. This measure is flawed because of transparency, or the lack of transparency, Wendy Leese, a former Costa Mesa City Councilwoman, said during public comments at an October 4th council meeting. We want to say in future development, we are already a built-out city. In 2016, the city passed Measure Y, which requires voter approval for developments that exceed certain criteria, such as number of units in a development, square footage, or affects on traffic. Measure K would roll back some of Measure Y, but keep it in place in areas currently zoned for residential properties. If approved, developers would only need approval from the city council rather than voting residents. Since the enactment of Measure Y, no projects have gone to the public for a vote. Some developers have protested that it poses too big a financial risk with spending a significant amount for the voting process to only be rejected. To spur new housing and update old commercial corridors, the City Council voted in August almost unanimously to put Measure K on the November ballot. Councilman Jeffrey Harlan said at a council meeting in August that Measure Y has choked off new housing developments. When people talk of Measure Y's impact, I'm not exaggerating when I say it's killed all housing development, Councilman Jeffrey Harlan said at the meeting. Proponents of Measure K say it will allow Costa Mesa to meet state housing requirements, which is mandating the city zone for over 12,000 housing units, a nearly 28% increase with much required to be affordable by 2029. According to Costa Mesa's current housing plan, the city has 3 years to zone for the units, and if voters reject the plan in November, it may not reach the state's housing quota. Measure K does not take your right away to vote on projects. Not one project proposal has come before Costa Mesa voters in 6 years, Planning Commissioner Diane Russell said during the October 4th council meeting. But some say the measure does not guarantee affordable housing. Costa Mesa City Councilman Don Harper, who voted against Measure K in August, told the Epoch Times, "The only thing it does is take away the requirements that voters vote on high-density projects." While Measure K does promise to encourage development of affordable housing for working and middle-class families, it does not have any requirement for such, he said. Corridors that would potentially be exempt by Measure K include fragments of Newport and Harbor Boulevards, Baker Street between State Road 73 and State Road 55, Placentia Avenue, West 17th, West 18th, and West 19th Streets, as well as areas north of the 405 freeway. If approved by voters, the measure would be effective 10 days after certification of the election.